Do you want to discover more joy, peace, and freedom with food, exercise, and your body? Here we bring a compassionate, holistic, and sustainable approach to fitness so you can enjoy the life you want and express your unique self with the world. Listen on to find out how. Freedom. That feeling of taking your stockings and tight, itchy dress off after church on Sunday night, and those uncomfortable shoes. The feeling of playing outside and running around in this Florida sun, getting sweaty and feeling accomplished and getting that cold glass of water once you come inside. That feeling of expressing yourself when you're playing the guitar, making songs as a teenager, finding yourself in your moody hormones. That feeling of trying on pants for the first time as an adult, figuring out what size jean to wear, what kind of style you like as a young adult. Realizing that you're queer and you're not straight, and choosing to come out and be authentic, even if it means losing your community and family, because you'd rather live your truth than pretend to be something that you're not. Getting rid of most of your possessions with your partner and traveling around Asia and living in New Zealand, a completely new place, and working, having completely new experiences as vineyard workers in your late 20s. Choosing to begin a new career after all you knew was teaching, to follow your passion in fitness and start a business, not knowing entirely what you're doing and figuring it out along the way because you want to live a different life. Going through a huge separation in a completely new city and reinventing your life, building it up from scratch and creating a life that you actually love, finding yourself in your mid-30s. This is what freedom has meant for me throughout my life. And there were many times, especially as a younger person, where it was not safe for me to fully express who I was. And I learned that pretty early on, not in words, but in messages, unspoken messages in the world, the religious world that I grew up in. And it was not safe for me to express myself. So I learned how to hide who I really was. I learned, instead of being myself, to follow the rules in order to be accepted. And I was really, really good at following the rules. I was really good at being the perfect Christian girl. And I was really good at exceeding expectations by getting good grades, doing what was prized in my world. I lost myself so much that I literally made myself as small as possible, tried to make myself as small as possible, tried to make myself disappear physically in the form of an eating disorder. But I've learned as I've gotten older and had different experiences and opened my eyes that I would rather go against the grain. I would rather do the thing that scares the shit out of me and be honest with myself and express my full self than to hide and to be unseen, to try to be accepted by someone else. And I am learning right now in my life to be who I am, to express who I fully am. And if that is not acceptable, or if someone else doesn't like it, then that person is simply not for me. And that's okay. I can still love and send goodwill to everyone, but it doesn't mean that they're for me. And I can attract the right people in my life by being who I am. Because when I express who I really am, the people who naturally like me and want me in their lives and love me will come, and vice versa. I have prioritized in my life as I've gotten older to be my full self and to create a life that I truly want, which is why I started my business, which is why I chose to end a long-term relationship. That was one of the hardest decisions of my life, which is why I wake up and I do what I want. I enjoy my life. I prioritize that. And it's why I love fitness and why I do fitness. Because when we have healthy bodies, when we have energy, when we have strength, when we have functionality in our bodies, we have freedom. I think that there are three big ways that we can have freedom in our lives. Maybe four. One of them is health. One of them is wealth. Probably the other one would be relationships, the kind of relationships we have. And if I had to add a fourth one, it would be our work, those main areas of our lives. And the reason I'm a personal trainer, nutritionist, and fitness coach, and I have my own business with fitness coaching, and the reason I started it is to help other women discover freedom through fitness. Because fitness was a prison for me for lots of years with my disordered eating, until it became a place of freedom where it empowered me. And underneath freedom, I believe, are two fundamental beliefs that apply to fitness, and they can apply to wealth and our relationships and our work as well. But here we're talking about fitness. And these two truths are the guideposts for what I do with my clients and what I do with my life. They're the biggest discoveries that I made when it came to my own health and coming out of disordered eating into finding freedom in my body through nutrition and exercise and making peace with all foods and my body, and taking away the pressure and the strain and the struggle of it all. And those two truths are, and this is my why, this is why I do what I do. I am worthy just as I am, 100% right now. I am enough, I'm worthy, I'm valuable. And the other belief and guidepost is I am powerful. I have the responsibility and the power to create the life that I want. I'm not a victim of life. I get to create what I want. Sometimes that might take a long time. Sometimes that might be challenging, but I can always move towards what I really want. And those two truths form the basis for what I do in fitness. And I believe that when we get those two beliefs and we really embody them and we practice them, we can truly live a life of joy and freedom, empowerment, confidence, and greater compassion for ourselves. So I believe that you are worthy and that you are powerful. And you deserve to live a life that you love. You deserve to express your full self with the world, your unique self with the world. And by practicing more confidence and compassion for yourself, you can build up that, build up those skills to live that life. And I want to help you do that through fitness, through nutrition, exercise, mindset, lifestyle, holistic, all of it. That is why I do what I do. And that is my purpose. That is one of my big purposes in life. So that we can, more of us can live a life of freedom and authenticity and who we really are and being our full selves, with full acceptance and gratitude and love. And if this sounds like something that resonates, you might just be one of my people. I might be one of your people. And I would love to see if I could help you and support you. Not that I can do anything for you in terms of doing the work for you, but to see if I can support you. And that's what this is going to be all about. If this is interesting, if this captivates you, stick around because I'll be sharing more. You are worthy and you are powerful. Peace out. Coach Michelle.